Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of this podcast called The Dictionary. Are you sick of me saying that phrase over and over again? I'm a little sick of saying it over and over again. Let's raise this level. That seems a little bit low. Ha 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 ha. Ooh, I didn't do my warm-ups. Blah, 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 blah. And let's turn the headphones down. Okay, March 31st. Happy March. Hopefully there's still a world out there. First word for this episode is beam, B-E-A-M. This is a noun from before the 12th century. 1A, a long piece of heavy, often squared timber suitable for use in construction. 1B, a wood or metal cylinder in a loom on which the warp is wound. Wound? Wound. Wound. Yes. In which the warp is wound. 1C, the part of a plow to which handles, standard, and coulter are attached. 1D, the bar of a balance from which scales hang. 1E, one of the principal horizontal supporting members as of a building or ship, as in a steel beam supporting a floor. Also, the synonyms boom and spar, as in the beam of a crane. 1F, the extreme width of a ship at the widest part. 1G, an oscillating lever or lever on a central axis receiving motion at one end from an engine connecting rod and transmitting it at the other. 2A, a ray or shaft of light. And 2B, a collection of nearly parallel rays as X-rays or a stream of particles as electrons. 2C, a constant directional radio signal transmitted for the guidance of pilots. Also, the course indicated by a radio beam. Number 3, the main stem of a deer's antler. 4, the width of the buttocks. What? The width of your buttocks is the beam? Okay, that's fascinating. We have a phrase, on the beam. Number 1, following a guiding beam. And number 2, proceeding or operating correctly. Now we have the second form of beam. It is a verb from the 15th century. Transitive definitions are first. 1, to emit in beams or as a beam. Number 2, to support with beams. 3A, to transmit, especially by satellite. Synonym is broadcast. 3B, to transmit data electronically. So the actual definition just says to transmit electronically. 3C, to direct to a particle, no, to direct to a particular audience. Now we have the intransitive definitions. Number 1, to send out beams of light. Number 2, to smile with joy. Now we have beam ends, B-E-A-M hyphen E-N-D-S. It is a noun from 1750, the ends of a ship's beams. And there is a phrase, on her beam ends, and that means inclined so much on one side that the beams approach a vertical position. I think that's all about stuff on a boat, and I don't know sailing and ships and things like that. Now we have beamish. It is an adjective from 1870. Beaming and bright with optimism, promise, or achievement, as in a beamish boy. Beamishly is an adverb. Next is beam C. Two words. C is spelled S-E-A, like the from sea to shining sea. Noun from 1861. A sea whose surface motion is approximately at a right angle to the course of a vessel. Now we have beam splitter, two words, noun from 1935, a mirror or prism or a combination of the two that is used to divide a beam of radiation into two or more parts. Next is beamy, adjective from 14th century, 1, emitting beams of light. Synonym is radiant. Number 2, broad in the beam, as in a beamy cargo ship. Next is the word bean, B-E-A-N. It is the first form of two. It's a noun from before the 12th century. 1A, synonym is broad bean. 1B, the seed of any of various erect or climbing plants of the legume family other than the broad bean. And the there's an example or a couple examples of the genera of these are Phaseolus, and Vigna. Let's see. Next is 1C, a plant bearing beans. 1D, an immature bean pod used as a vegetable. 2A, a valueless item. 2B is plural, the least amount, as in, didn't know beans about it. Number 3, any of various seeds or fruits that resemble beans or bean pods, as in coffee beans. Also, a plant producing these. 4A is plural. We have the synonym exuberance, and it is used in the phrase full of beans. That means you are full of exuberance. 4B is also plural. Synonyms are nonsense and bunkum. Used in the phrase full of beans. Again, how can you use it twice? I don't know. They just did. Okay, cool. Number 5, synonyms are head and brain. That's your bean. Number 6, a protuberance on the upper mandible of waterfowl. And then it says to see the duck illustration. Sweet, there's a duck illustration. Let's see, let's look at the etymology. It's not terribly interesting, so we are going to move on to the second form of bean. It is a transitive verb from 1910, to strike a person on the head with an object. Now we have beanbag, one word, noun from 1871. 1, a cloth bag partially filled typically with dried beans and used as a toy. Number 2, any of various pellet-filled bags used as furniture, as a chair, or household articles, as an ashtray base. They use beanbags and ashtray as ashtray bases? Okay. I think I need a beanbag in my house. Now we have beanball, one word, noun from circa 1905, a pitch thrown at a batter's head. Oh, well, that's not very nice. Next is bean counter, two words, noun from 1975, a person involved in corporate or government financial decisions, and especially one reluctant to spend money. Next is bean curd, C-U-R-D. That is two words. It is a noun from circa 1885, and we just have the synonym tofu. I wonder where the word tofu came from. Let's see. Next we have beanery. It is a noun from 1887, and we have the synonym restaurant. A lot of restaurants are closed right now or only doing pickup and delivery. Very strange. Now we have the word beanie, B-E-A-N-I-E. It is a noun from 1904, a small, round, tight-fitting skull cap. Next we have beano. It is the first form. It is a noun from 1891. British, by the way, a noisy festive celebration. They call that a beano. This says it's an alternative of bean feast, which is a festive occasion. It was too hard to say bean feast, so they just said beano. Now we have the second form of beano. It is a noun from 1935, and we just have the synonym bingo. Bingo was his name-o. Also, Beano was his name-o, I guess. Next, we have bean pole, one word, noun from 1798. 1, a pole up which bean vines may climb. A pole up? What? That doesn't make sense, does it? A pole up which bean vines may climb. That makes more sense. Number 2, a tall, thin person. And next we have bean sprouts. Two words, noun from 1921. The sprouts of bean seeds, especially of the mung bean, used as a vegetable. I never liked eating sprouts. I just didn't think that they tasted very good. But I've realized that sprouts are very, very, very healthy for you. And you can always put in other stuff to mask the blandness of them. But they are healthy because they are the small versions of what that thing will turn into eventually. Could be lots of things. Could be broccoli or beans or whatever. And they are so healthy because they have all of that energy and all the nutrients packed into a very small body, a very small package. And so you can eat a little bit and get a whole lot of nutrients. So things that are sprouts and things that are sprouted are very good for you. All right, next and last word for this episode is bean thread. It's the word bean, second word thread. Noun from 1977, and we just have the synonym cellophane noodle. So I think that's a noodle that is almost clear or semi-clear. Might be wide, I don't know. They call it a bean thread also. Let's see, what is going to be the word of the episode? We are going to pick bean bag as the word of the episode because bean bags are great. Yeah, so that was it. The next episodes might sound different because I was just notified that the place that I record in is closed for further notice because of this stupid COVID-19 thing that's going on. So I don't know where I'm going to record or when I'm going to record. It'll probably be at home, so the sound quality is just going to be different. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I don't even know what to say anymore. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Thank you and goodbye.